Let's do some exploring. Our topic is compassionate capitalism, not ordinary capitalism, the compassionate kind. Does that sound like utopia? Strictly woo? Is it even possible? Let's dig in. Exploring compassionate capitalism is about putting a human face on business and ensuring that what we do is in the highest good for all. We continue our 4-episode series about how to make our work from home office, and by extension, our home, our sanctuary, and our palace, conducive for healthy, human-friendly living and working. Because human-friendly does not mean energy efficient, green-friendly, or even eco-friendly. Human-friendly means humans first. Now we're speaking with Andy Pace. He's got more than 30 years experience with healthy living and has become an invaluable worldwide expert in the field of chemical sensitivity, building materials, and non-toxic construction. Now, if you've listened to the first 2 episodes of this series, you can hear why he is a leading educator for those who suffer from allergies, asthma, chemical sensitivities, and who struggle to create healthy living environments. Today, we're going to get extremely practical and look at 2 important topics. The first is why we can't ever seem to get a good recommendation for what the quote-unquote best on the market is. And the second is the issue of pricing, from the cheap and cheerful to the much more expensive. And hey, if you want to reach out directly to Andy, his information is in the show notes.
It's a multi-prong approach here. It's, you know, you have to look at the materials that are used in the construction of the home. You have to look at the fresh air, the natural light, how it's maintained. All these things have to do with how healthy the environment is. And so I don't necessarily ever come on a show and want to immediately scare the heck out of everybody. Although I have a tendency to do that by accident because it's a scary situation. But ultimately, if you kind of stand back and assess it, it's pretty simple. It's actually pretty simple to make major improvements right away, you know, and those major improvements are, again, air purification. Don't use a lot of chemical cleaners in your house because those solvents and though that the off-gassing from those liquids will affect the occupants of the home for days later. And so if you're constantly cleaning your home, you're never really getting away from it. And then obviously things like what else do we bring into our home? You know, if I had a dollar for everybody who said, I wish I would have known about you last year when I built a home, you know, things would be different. And my first response is, well, if you're not finding any immediate health issues because of it, you're not having immediate reactions, then I wouldn't advise you to start ripping out your flooring and your cabinetry and replacing them today, because that's really, you know, it's not necessary. What is necessary, though, is the next time you have to do a repair or a replacement, let's look at using healthier products. You know, it's let's not get ourselves into a situation where we're worrying ourselves to death because of what if. I mean, if there is a situation, we can fix it. But ultimately, we just want to start making better choices as we move on. And for people who are just getting into this today from hearing your show, if they just want to start getting into living in a healthier home, there couldn't be a better time in life to get into it than right now. Because as I described before, the industry is starting to turn. The pandemic has made a major improvement in how we look at our environments. And so manufacturers are starting to realize that customers aren't coming into their stores looking for eco-friendly and green things anymore. They're looking for healthy. And there's a vast difference between what's energy efficient and what is actually healthy for the occupants.
Can you give a general sense of pricing? The only reason I am asking is because some things that are healthy or eco
are often more expensive than the original. Does that hold true in the green space of your world as well, or is it about the same?
Well, it holds true, but not because of the fact that it's healthy.
Okay.
The reason why most products that are considered healthier for the occupants are more expensive, and I wouldn't say most, some. The reason why these products are more expensive is because they're actually a higher quality item.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example in the world of paint. I mentioned it before, AFM Safe Coat. AFM Safe Coat sells for about $70 a gallon. Now, people will hear this and go, oh, $70 a gallon, that's expensive for paint. You know, if you go down to the hardware store, you can probably spend $30 or $40 for a gallon of paint. Yes, you can. You can also spend $80 to $100 for a gallon of paint at other stores.
Yes, you can.
And so what's the difference between a $30 gallon of paint and an $80 gallon of paint? Well, the difference mainly is quality level, durability, longevity. The paints that are about 30 bucks a gallon are going to be paints that'll look good for about 6 months, but then start to dust and chalk off the wall. They start to lose their color. You'll really have to repaint them probably within 3 to 5 years. These are the paints that are designed for commercial spaces that they usually repaint that often anyway because of new, you know, clients moving out and new clients moving in, so forth. In a home, if anybody's like me, I don't want to repaint my home ever. I want to paint it once because I don't like painting, even though I sell paint for a living. I don't like doing the work. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And so the house that I live in right now, my wife and I bought this home and we completely gutted it and remodeled it almost 20 years ago. And the paint we used was the AFM Safeco product. It still looks perfect today because it's what's called a premium grade paint. Premium grade paints, after 20 years, the only reason why you'd ever have to repaint is because of you get sick of the color. And this is true for paints, generally speaking, that are at that, you know, $70, $80, $90, $100 gallon range. So if you look at it from a longevity standpoint, from a sustainability standpoint, using a more expensive, higher grade paint is actually going to be less expensive in the long run and less stressful. Using a cheaper product, yeah, it'll get you in the door cheaper and faster, but then you're going to have to figure out in 5 years how you're going to move all your furniture, cover it all up, bring in a contractor to repaint, and that's going to cost you twice as much in 5 years than it did now. And so, I mean, it's a long way to answer your question, but honestly, the reason why a lot of these healthier products are more expensive is because they're a higher quality. It just so happened to be healthier for the occupant.
Honestly, in my experience, when people... And when I understand what I'm actually buying and how it compares, exactly as you've just said, and it's a better quality, it becomes a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It really becomes a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. But the problem we have in our industry and the construction industry as a whole, specifically residential remodeling,
yeah,
is we all have this big box mentality of how the world works and how pricing should work. And we go into this giant store and we see all these products and we see how inexpensive the products are. And then we go home, we watch HGTV, and you can see that they can remodel a bathroom in a weekend. And then people get into it and realize, wait a second, it's not actually this inexpensive. There's a reason why these products are less expensive, because they might be more difficult to use or they don't work as well. And it doesn't take just a weekend to remodel a bathroom. It might take 2 months because of all that's involved. But the industry does a very poor job of correcting the consumer. And they make it seem like it's so easy to go into Lowe's or Home Depot or Menards and pick up these products and do these little fix-ups, but it's not. And if you want it done cheap and easy and fast, sure, you can do that. And then you're going to cause probably more problems in the future with mold problems or what have you. But if you want it done right, it's probably going to be more expensive. If you want it done with good quality products that last a long time, that'll definitely be more expensive. And so I think that this has gotten us into this false sense of security with pricing. And so when people see what it costs to actually use good quality products with good quality labor done well, they get sticker shocked into how much it costs to actually do it the right way. And, you know, I don't know how to fix that. But, you know, again, it's, you know, why do people shop at XYZ store instead of another store? Well, the prices are better. They sell the same stuff. Well, it's not really the same stuff. It's a little bit different. And, you know, there's a reason why you might pay more somewhere else. And then you have to find somebody to use them. And a lot of contractors refuse to use products that are from big box stores because they don't work as well. And so that's why they'll say, I'll only use the products that I supply because I know my supplier. I know where they get their products from. I mean, that's really big in the plumbing industry and the HVAC industry.
Yes, it is.
They will not use a faucet. They will not install a faucet that you bought off of a website because they're afraid that it's not going to come complete. And then they're stuck having to replace parts.
What you've described is what I call a vicious circle. Mm-hmm. And the consumer is stuck in the middle.
Exactly.
I'd like to add on a tiny story to this episode. 7 years ago, my husband and I moved to a new home, and we gutted a portion of it and renovated to our taste. Now, we are not handy people, and so we relied on contractors to do the work. One day, I walked into the local Home Depot, and I went to the paint section. While I had my preferred brand, I asked the salespeople to show and tell me about their best paint, and they couldn't. Because everything started with, well, what is your budget? And that is not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to know and understand what their best paint was. So Andy's comment about confusing in the industry, I was totally confused. Now, I also didn't want to paint the house more than once over the next 20 years, so I decided we needed to have 3 coats of paint of my favorite brand. Yeah. 3 coats of paint. That was a very expensive paint job. And when I was organizing with the painting company all the specifics and told them what paint brand I wanted them to use, they told me they only use the XYZ brand. They didn't tell me why, nor whether it was better or worse than the paint that I preferred. They just told me that was the brand that they used. So I immediately jumped to the conclusion that it was entirely based on the reduction in price that they themselves got as being a supplier. Listening to Andy this episode, I believe I was very likely wrong in that assumption, and that's my point. So many of us have stumbled upon the knowledge we hold by commercials, by picking up bits and pieces from our friends and colleagues, and even by the research that we've done. Nothing is wrong with any of that, yet we can still be wrong. And it's refreshing to hear someone like Andy tell it to us straight. And that is the reason I will keep on saying, if we knew the unintended consequences of the thoughts and actions we took 20, 30, 50, and even 75 years ago, I believe we would ask for a do-over. And since we can't do a do-over, what we must do now is a do better. And that do better must be in the highest good of all.